When Bay Area feminists heard that the final House health care bill contained an amendment which would eliminate abortion access for any woman who couldn't pay privately for the procedure, they were outraged. They felt that Speaker Nancy Pelosi needed to hear a strong outcry from her home turf. Pro-choice groups teamed up with activists for single-payer health care and staged a die-in at the Ferry Building on December 5th. Amid the hubbub of the busy Saturday farmers market, activists carried the coffins of Jane, who died from a home abortion, and Jose, who couldn't afford insurance. Women's magazine Rivian Berlin was there and filed this report.
March with a coat hanger from Nancy Pelosi. Back to the good old days. Care for a flyer?
On a recent gray Saturday morning, I dragged myself out of a warm bed and headed for San Francisco. There, I laid down on cold cement pavements to protest the health care bill winding its way through Congress. It was the last-minute amendment, the Stupak Amendment, that got my attention. It would deny access to abortion to all women, whether they had public subsidies or private insurance, unless they bought a separate additional rider to cover the abortion, which riders, in fact, do not exist, and no insurance company would offer it. What the hell is going on here, I thought. I needed to do something. So there I was, dead on the ground with 100 other, mostly women, right smack in the middle of the Saturday farmers market at the San Francisco Ferry Building. We were surrounded by shoppers, vendors, tourists, people sitting and eating in outdoor cafes. After 5 minutes, we got up and walked as a dirge, accompanied by a drum and a sawtooth instrument, carrying two coffins and many signs. We died again in other spots, often at busy intersections inside the Ferry Building and outside at the farmer's market in front of vendors. As I lay there, I wondered, what were the onlookers thinking? Would it have any impact on them? Or were we just some entertaining street theater for a Saturday morning? Thanks to Lisa Rudman, a radio journalist with the National Radio Project and the program Making Contact, we have some idea. She generously lent me some of her tape with comments from shoppers, vendors, demonstrators, and tourists.
We think it's wonderful. We support single-payer health care and are pro-choice, so we're delighted that people come out and demonstrate.
Two vendors have very different attitudes towards us.
It's fine. They're saying it all.
Go out of here. Go do it somewhere else.
Pro-choice and anti-choice onlookers square off.
You know what? We like them to have health care, education.
Give them to me.
Right,
I would be happy.
I want.
A fetus is a baby when it's born. That's why they call them birthdays.
I love my children. Give me your children.
How about the children in Iraq? Are you going to take care of them?
It's individual woman's choice.
Yeah, right. You're a big talker. Like Obama.
Protesters share their insights.
I honestly feel betrayed. I feel like women's rights are not being considered basic human rights at this point, that for all of the hoopla from the Republican Party about not letting legislators come between an individual and their doctor, Republicans are trying very hard to come between a woman and her doctor for a perfectly legal medical procedure.
Almost three decades after Roe v. Wade, we're turning back the clock and we're losing these rights that, you know, are guaranteed rights. I mean, whose place is it to decide what a woman should do with her body? And it's time to stand up and fight back and just say, you know what, we're not going to let them steal these liberties from us, that we deserve this and we work hard for it and our taxes pay for it.
Some people have asked us why we're handing out coat hangers, and we've explained to them that if this amendment goes through, abortion is going to be less accessible, and women are going to have to resort to coat hangers, such as we used to. But most people are actually quite disinterested, sadly.
What do you think the real Pelosi kind of, what is she really about with this one?
I couldn't possibly guess. I think that politicians have a whole different agenda, and they've lost sight of what reality is for people on the ground.
I am just really passionate about ensuring every single woman who wants an abortion has access. And even if they don't want an abortion, every woman should have access. I think it's awful that women in the military can't get an elective abortion. And those are people who for the past 30 years haven't had access if they're in duty, especially with the, you know, sexual abuse rates in the military. It's atrocious. With this single payer, I think it's a chance for us to expand abortion access, and I know a lot of people wouldn't be okay with that, but we have a legal right to it, and so that's what I'm out here to work for.
I work at UC Berkeley. I've been involved in SWAT, the Student Worker Action Team, which has been one of the main initial groups organizing a lot of the protests. Reproductive rights is so intrinsically connected to the right to be able to have a healthy life and to be able to be provided health care. And we need to be leading the fight, not allowing the Democrats, you know, or President Obama to say, oh, they're going to do it for us, because they don't have our best interests at hand whatsoever. And in fact, quite the opposite. They have the interests of, you know, the insurance companies.
This protester goes on to address the issue of whether some gains in health care are better than nothing, better than saying no and pushing for universal coverage.
The idea that something is better than nothing, that isn't necessarily true. Because what happens is we put all this energy into building for something which is really worthwhile, whether it be single payer or nationalized health care or full reproductive justice. And to settle for anything less, it basically leaves, again, the same people out at the bottom, which is those people who don't have the wherewithal, the resources, the privilege to be able to have access to health care. And if we're going to fight, and if we're going to get people involved in the fight, we got to make it a real fight, to say it's not for some compromise that really is only going to, you know, benefit a minority of the people.
What's the situation for women having access to reproductive health in France?
It's not too bad. I think it's not as bad as here, but there's a tendency to having less and less doctors who practice abortion as well.
Is it very expensive?
No, normally it's paid for by the health insurance. Yeah, so it's not, well, it's it doesn't cost anything to the woman who wants to have an abortion, so far.
Abortion in Italy? Or
yes, there is
abortion.
Yes,
is it
legal, and it's a right.
I mean, which is amazing, because you know the Pope is not happy with.
Yes, we have a referendum, uh-huh. And we vote. Yes, for abortion, mm-hmm. so right, because all the women vote yes.
So there's a separation of church and state?
Yes.
Separate.
Yeah.
In Italy, not so much, but for the abortion, yes.
And do you have a government-funded health care? Is health care available?
Self-care for women?
Everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
How do you get health care?
Health care, yes, it's free.
It's free.
Government
aid.
Yes, government pay medicine and hospital for the, and we don't need insurance.
I'm from Taiwan. They have a health insurance from the government. We only pay about 300 something. They take care. It's so such easier. 300 is Taiwan money. So it equals about $10. Now, why do you think the people of the United States and the government, why do you think it's this way?
I think some group, they already make money, make lots of money. They don't want to give up. I'm Chai Yin Fong, and I'm selling jewelry in Justin Herman Plaza. My income is very low. Every month, I have to pay $308. And that is just basic.
Basic health care?
Basic health. If insurance is $5,000 deductible.
Thanks to Lisa Rudman, director of the National Radio Project and Making Contact, for giving us her recording of the event. Listen to Making Contact every Friday at 1:30 on KPFA. There is some good news. As the Senate debates its own health care bill, it has defeated its version of the Stupak Amendment. The defeat had the support of Republican women senators. It remains to be seen what will happen to the Stupak Amendment in the House version of the bill after the Senate and House go to conference to sort out the differences and send the bill to the president.
Rejoice and let us glory in the profits we attain by rationing the remedies for suffering and pain. And no one's gonna mess with all our monetary gain. Let's save the status quo. If our healthcare corporations never faces regulations, we'll be brimming with elation. Let's save the status quo.
You're listening to Women's Magazine here on KPFA 94.1 FM. I'm Erin Mathewson.